What's good? It's the Grind Show with your boy DJ Mingo. And as we do every now and again, we reach out to the artists so the artists can reach out to you. All right. This time, we went out to LA. And I'm definitely stepping outside of my comfort zone with this one. I met a musician by the name of Nate Francesco. All right. He plays a lot of instruments, but he is like ill on his guitar. I was like, yo, I gotta get him on the show. So I reached out to him. I said, hey, Nate, you wanna do the show? He said, yeah, I'll do the show. So without further ado, let's get into the interview. So state your name and tell everybody where you're from.
Nate Francesco, originally from California, now based out of Los Angeles. I've been playing music since pretty much when I was a kid. Close to about 30 plus years now. I grew up surrounded by every kind of sound, culture, genre you can imagine. And that mix of cultures and genres has pretty much shaped the way I play today.
Now, as talented as you are, why are you in the music business? This is different for a lot of people.
I'm in the music business because music is the one thing that's been constant my entire life. I'm a multi-instrumentalist by nature, so I'm always chasing that feeling of discovery. Whether it be finding a new groove, a new tone, new emotions, it's really what drives me. I really didn't get in this for trend or attention. I do it because creating music is pretty much the only place where I can feel completely like myself.
And with all of that said, what is it that you hope to achieve in the music industry?
My goal is simple, to put out music across as many styles as I can and show people what real versatility sounds like. I want to collaborate with great musicians, keep growing my catalog, and really leave behind a body of work that people can point to and say, he did it all and he did it at a high level. If I can inspire even one musician to break out of a single lane, then I've done my job.
Now, I think your style is dope. That's the only way that I can describe it. But for the listeners, describe your sound and your flow.
My sound is really all about range. I'm a multi-genre player, whether it's rock, jazz, fusion, Latin acoustic, you name it. I'm known pretty much for being able to switch instruments and styles on the fly, but always with feel and musicality first. I like to call it the genre assassin approach. Whatever style I step into, I try to honor it, understand it, execute it at a high technical level, while still basically pretty much sounding like myself.
Big Nate, it's been great hanging out with you. I'm going to have to come out to L.A. and hang out with you, you know what I mean, and meet your friends and introduce my friends and maybe even get a show going on. But until then, we're getting ready to get into your new single. So state your name again, tell everybody where they can listen to your music, and introduce your record.
My name is Nate Francesco. Shout out to everyone who's been supporting new music and to the many, many incredible musicians I've had the pleasure of collaborating with this year. You can find me on Instagram at Nate _Francesco, on YouTube under Nate Francesco, and pretty much on all streaming platforms, Spotify, and I'm sure there's many more out there that I didn't list, but you'll find them. Now, here's my current single, Up From The Stone. It's a hard rock track with some blues, grit, harmonica, and a whole lot of attitude. Hope you enjoy it.